Mormonism 101 for Teens is a valuable resource for anyone wanting a simplified view of the Mormon religion from a Christian perspective. Mormonism 101 for Teens is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City or mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue our look at a book titled The Next Mormons, How Millennials Are Changing the LDS Church. It was written by a Mormon blogger by the name of Jana Reese and published in the spring of 2019 by Oxford University Press. We found through this study that certainly the younger generations that are moving up into leadership positions, and that's what's going to happen eventually, with their views of the culture and their views of theology and their views of just about everything, seems like it's going to be going against the grain of where the church leadership is right now. So when she says in her subtitle, How Millennials Are Changing the LDS Church, though perhaps we're not seeing a huge change right now, but I'm expecting down the road there are probably going to be some huge changes. And one of those areas that is probably going to see some changes is in the area of sexuality. And one thing that we do know by the survey that she sent out called the New Mormons Survey, what she calls NMS in the book, certainly shows that the younger generation of Latter-day Saints do not share the same views of sexuality as their older counterparts in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
She writes on page 145, overall, Mormons' acceptance of homosexuality grew from 24% in 2007 to 36% in 2014 and 48% in the 2016 Next Mormons survey. The view of homosexual marriage reached a tipping point between 2015 and 2016. In 2015, two-thirds of Mormons, at 66%, opposed same-sex marriage, and in 2016, barely half did, 55%. This 11-point erosion of opposition and corresponding 11-point spike in support from 26 to 37% occurred during the exact period in which the church's official position against same-sex marriage was made abundantly clear through its November 2015 policy changes. Even as the church stiffened in its posture, the rank and file softened theirs, contributing to a growing disconnect between the leadership and the membership. Bill, let me just mention, too, that was a lot of numbers I just gave. If you want to see that quote, you can go to our website, mrm.org/The Next Mormons with hyphens in between, and you can see those numbers. But these are astonishing numbers. Again, let me read this. 24% who accepted homosexuality in Mormonism, 2007, it was 24%. It went to 36% in 2014, and just 2 years later, from 36% to 48%, half of all Latter-day Saints, apparently, according to the survey, accept homosexuality as a viable lifestyle.
Now, I'm not totally surprised on that, and here is why. Mormons rarely ever go to the Bible to substantiate a lot of these things having to do with the changes in our culture. And I've said it many times, and I'm going to say it again, rarely do I ever hear any Latter-day Saint defend their position by using the Bible. Of course, the Book of Mormon doesn't talk about homosexuality. The Doctrine and Covenants doesn't talk about homosexuality. Pearl of Great Price doesn't talk about homosexuality, but the Bible does. And you have to really go into the mode of twisting those scriptures in a way that makes that behavior look positive. But this tends to show me the problem with setting scripture aside and allowing the culture to dictate your belief system.
Yet, Bill, isn't that happening even within the Christian world itself? Perhaps yes. Mormons are taking from the liberal Christians and even some who might consider themselves conservative, because we've even seen a swing within evangelical Christianity of those who also are accepting homosexuality as a viable lifestyle.
And I would say that even in those cases, very few of them will try to defend their position using the Bible, because you can't. Now, I've heard liberal scholars try to use certain Bible verses in a certain way, but even they disagree with each other on how those verses should be used. The fact is, you can't take something that's considered an abomination in the Old Testament and somehow make it holy in the New. It's impossible to do that. But I'm not totally shocked in seeing these kind of stats, although there was one set of stats that I was a little bit surprised, and it had to do with what she mentions, and that's the 2015 policy change regarding the banning of children of same-sex couples from being baptized or blessed. That did kind of take me back when I looked at her numbers there, because she has a chart in the book, Table 7.2, titled Current Mormon Support for Both Parts of LDS-LGBT Policy by Generation. Sorry for all the letters, but that's the way our culture goes. But notice what she has to say there, Eric, especially under Part 2, which is titled Barring Children of Same-Sex Couples from Being Baptized or Blessed. Now, this was a controversial move that the church made in 2015, towards the end of 2015, in November. 3.5 years later, the Mormon Church reverses itself and changes that to where if you are a child in a household with a same-sex couple, now you can be baptized and blessed under certain conditions. But look at the statistics. Let's talk about those.
On this table 7.2, she gives the percentages, and I think they are surprising. For the boomers and the silent generations together, they held at 63% that barring children of same-sex couples from being baptized or blessed was a good decision. 63%. If you go to the Gen X, they are at 62%. And if you go to the millennial, it is 60%. Mm-hmm. And so you have very high percentages of Latter-day Saints. Overall, it's at 61%, if you average them all, who either strongly agree or somewhat agree that barring children of same-sex couples from being baptized or blessed was a good decision. Now, you do have, across the board, 24% who strongly disagreed. But I think if I were to watch the news and I look at the social media of all of what Mormonism is about, you would think that that would have been a much lower percentage of people who agreed with the church on the decision they made, and then they changed their mind in the spring of 2019, and now they are allowed. But that was a vocal minority who apparently got the church to change its opinion.
I think you're right, because when you see, for instance, 60% of the millennial generation either strongly agreeing with the ban or somewhat agreeing with the ban, it makes you wonder, well, if the majority seem to be in favor of it, even among young people, and certainly it only gets better with the older members, why did the church change that position? Apparently, it is the vocal minority that was putting pressure on the leadership to get them to make the change eventually in 2019. Now, that also raises an interesting question. Who's running this show? Is it really inspired prophets and apostles, or is it the pressure from those who seem to be upset within their ranks, a minority amount of people who may have been upset within their ranks? I find that quite incredible. In fact, even surprising.
Let me read a quote on page 131, and this is what Reese writes. So while acceptance doesn't command majority support, that support has doubled in less than a decade. This movement is driven in large part by millennials, more than half of whom say homosexuality should be accepted. And among younger millennials like Ellis, a person that she quoted earlier in her chapter, and that would be those in the 18 to 26 age bracket, 6 in 10 believe it should. By contrast, only 38% of the combined boomer silent generation feels homosexuality should be accepted by society, a view that is reinforced by many statements from LDS church leaders who are themselves of the silent generation or even older.
Well, doesn't that seem a little bit contradictory, though, when she says more than half of whom say homosexuality should be accepted, but yet at the same time, you had 60% of the millennials say they were in favor of a ban where you had a same-sex couple in a household that had children. Why wouldn't they go against the ban? It seems a bit of a contradiction to me. I don't understand that.
We've talked about how the privacy of this survey probably allowed the respondents to be more honest in their answers. And what really surprised me, too, was 95% of all Mormons who were ages 18 to 88 consider themselves heterosexual. So 5% do not consider themselves heterosexual. 1% say they're homosexual. 3% claim bisexuality. Okay, but if you just put millennial Mormons in that category of ages 18 to 36, then if they're the only group considered, only 90% say they are heterosexual, and 2% say they're homosexual, and what seems to be a very high 7% are bisexual. That means if you're talking to a Latter-day Saint who is a millennial between ages of 18 and 36, there's a 10% likelihood that they're not heterosexual. You can't even assume, if they call themselves a Latter-day Saint, that they believe in the kind of sexuality that the church has supported for all of its history.
When former millennial Mormons were polled, 83% are heterosexual, 5.5% are homosexual, and 9% are bisexual. Doc, you make a good point. When you're talking to a millennial Mormon, you can't even be sure that they fit the traditional sexual patterns that the church has supported for all of its history.
But when you throw that number out, only 83% of former Mormons are heterosexual. That's far less than what the rest of society as a whole would be. You're talking about 90% plus. So I'm wondering, if you're a Latter-day Saint and you are homosexual, you're probably going to leave this church and you're going to head over to that kind of a lifestyle and be proud about it. I mean, 5.5% of those former Latter-day Saint millennials are homosexual, 9% bisexual. To me, that's surprising.
Yeah, I get a lot of people asking me if the church is going to change its position on that. And I don't really see that happening in my lifetime. I'm not going to say absolutely not, because we've seen changes in the Mormon church that they kept saying were never going to happen, and yet they ultimately did. Polygamy would be one of those issues, and of course the ban on blacks in the priesthood. But it does make you wonder what's going to happen down the road as these younger members start growing up and start taking on leadership positions in the church. That, I think, is probably causing some concern among the leadership now, even though I think that the church really doesn't know what to do with this subject. Again, they don't use the Bible to support their positions, so they're coming up with all these kind of remedies that I don't think are going to be helpful down the road as these millennials start becoming more and more prominent in leadership positions.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When sharing your faith with a Latter-day Saint, it helps to know what their church has taught on several basic topics. For this reason, Mormonism Research Ministry has provided its Crash Course Mormonism. Crash Course Mormonism includes concise articles highlighting what LDS leaders and church manuals have taught on issues that will probably come up in a typical conversation. You can find these informative articles at CrashCourseMormonism.com. That's CrashCourseMormonism.com.